T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The eyes of the nation and our concern naturally has been on Hurricane Florence throughout the week, having been through storms here and the damage they can cause and then trying to recover from it. And a lot of people have asked, how can they help? So we thought we'd invite Michael Williamson, CEO of United Way of Southeastern Louisiana, on to tell us. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, sir. And you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right, so let's talk about the United Way and what happens in times like this, and times where the United Way has come to our aid, and how we can, if we choose to, through the United Way, help the people that are going to have a long recovery in the Carolinas after Florence.
Yeah, so, you know, the same thing applies on the East Coast as it does here in Southeast Louisiana. You know, we partner with our relief and recovery organizations to make sure that they have the resources they need to get folks to safety and make sure they're secure. But we know all too well after Katrina and multiple events here that the longer-term recovery is something that requires a lot of attention and resources. So we spend our time raising resources and mobilizing partners to help folks when they actually work it back in their homes, need to mutt and gut their homes, and actually begin the rebuilding process.
You know what I find, Michael, and I guess it's human nature, is that we're focused on Hurricane Florence for a week, and then we'll look at the videos of people, much like Houston, that were flooded out or had this problem or that problem. And then that's just a news story that goes away for us. It's kind of, and we know from Katrina, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's right, Houston flooded. But there are a lot of people in Houston that are not back in their homes yet. Hell, I saw a news story, a person from Katrina was not back in their home yet. And the point I'm trying to make is this need is not just for a week or two. This goes on and on and on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tommy, the great floods of 2016 and, you know, folks within the, you know, Baton Rouge area and for us in the Tangipahoa, you know, community are still, you know, 10,000 homes underwater, still recovering. We're still helping families. And so it takes a lot of resources, a lot of manpower, woman power to actually help people return home. And it's called long-term recovery for a reason. So the folks in South Carolina know, and we've explained as well, that this is going to be a long haul. You know, you need to buckle up and prepare. You need to get as much resources as you can now, because even 3, 4, 5 years from now, you're going to need them.
So in terms of people that want to help through the United Way, how do they do that? And I think the other question is, how do they keep doing that? I don't know if you're going to give me a number to which they can text a donation or dedicate it and make sure it goes to hurricane victims. And I guess what I'm trying to say, Michael, is the need is going to go on far beyond this week, 2 weeks, as you just said. So how do they continue to contribute if they choose to?
Yeah, absolutely, Tommy. We've tried to make it as easy as possible, you know, here for folks in our region, our community, and your listening audience. There'll be a lot of funds created, but right now you can go to our website, UnitedWaySELA.org, and right when you go to that site, it's going to give you all the information you need on how to give, and we encourage people to do that, because I can tell you, in those communities, if you ask them, what do we need, they're going to say, we need money, because once the storm goes away, we're going to need to deploy those resources where the need is greatest. And so we encourage folks to give, you know, gifts, you know, financial gifts, and I should reinforce that we're doing this fund for folks throughout our region to be able to give. And when you do, 100% of those funds are going to go to the affected communities along the East Coast.
That's because of whatever page you go to at the United Way website, or it specifically?
Yes, if you go to UnitedWaySELA.org, the first thing you're going to see is more information about Hurricane Florence. You click on that link, and it'll allow you to give. It'll also have other information about, you know, where to send other resources, so that'll be available. But all the information will be right there. And we just want to reinforce that in times of crisis, you know, 100% of those monies, there's no administrative overhead or anything that's applied. We send all those resources to the affected communities.
Michael, I appreciate your time, and maybe you can come back in 2 or 3 weeks because, you know, money's still going to be needed and the people are going to be recovering, and maybe we can remind people of that.
I'll definitely, Tommy, and we just ask that everybody keep the folks along the East Coast in the thoughts and prayers.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tommy.
Michael Williamson, CEO of United Way of Southeastern Louisiana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.